Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live in Norwich as it's the Norwich girls taking on Class D powerhouse Cherry Valley Springfield, a game I've had circled on the calendar since the start of the year. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show here. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Want to welcome in my color guy tonight, Coach Pete Doc Commanderick is joining me. Coach, you've been in this gym for many, many years. Always special to have a senior night and an interesting non-league matchup here.
Absolutely. A little different here sitting in the announcer's booth with you, but I appreciate it. This game is one of the coolest things you'll ever see. I don't ever think we have seen Cherry Valley and Norwich girls hook up in an interdivisional rivalry. Cherry Valley rated fourth in the state. This one should be a very, very exciting game.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break everything down here for the Purple Tornado and the Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots, a team I've seen many, many times. So stay tuned here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Altimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Norwich girls hosting CVS tonight. Nate Lull and Pete Commanderick with you tonight here on CDO. And, you know, Coach, I've seen CVS a bunch of times, but a couple weeks ago I run into you watching Cherry Valley Springfield. So give me your thoughts on this CVS team for the Norwich fans that are coming in here tonight saying, who are these guys?
I saw them play at Edmundston. They impressed me. They're a seasoned team. You can tell these girls coming from a small school have played a lot together. What impressed me the most about Cherry Valley Springfield is the way they moved the ball and looked underneath. It was very impressive. The guards went both from the point and from the wings to the interior, and they looked very good the night that I saw them.
And if you're sitting in the gym here tonight, you notice right away, the first thing when Cherry Valley runs out of the locker room, they have size. So how does Norwich combat that here tonight? And I'm also interested to see, how does Cherry Valley handle the speed and the pressure that Norwich is going to put on them?
Two diametrically different teams, and it's going to be a fun matchup because I think Cherry Valley is going to want to slow the ball down, go to the interior. Coach Dennis Eaton, I'm almost sure he'll put in an up-tempo style against them and try to get them out of their offensive rhythm. So all bets are off on this one. It's going to be really fun, Nate.
Two Fridays ago, we did what potentially could be the eventual Tri-Valley Championship for the girls. We did Cherry Valley Springfield girls at Worcester. late in that game, Cherry Valley was ahead and Worcester was trying to work their way back in, and they put a press on. And I did think that it gave CVS a little bit of trouble. And I thought, maybe there's the recipe for beating CVS, because they had owned the glass that night. They were a very tough team. We know that Norwich is going to dial up the pressure from the minute the ball goes up. So I think that's going to be a huge dynamic tonight.
And I think for Cherry Valley Springfield, this is the game, this is the type of game they want to have, because they're going to make a deep run. They're one of the best teams in Class D. And they probably haven't been pressed a lot this year.
No.
And I think it's a great learning tool, a great experience. Norwich is quick, so it should be very good.
I applaud Cherry Valley because a couple weeks ago they went down and played Johnson City on the road. They wanted to get a game here with Norwich. I think that this coaching staff saw, okay, we want to be challenged as much as we can, so we're ready for our league championship, but also sectionals. You're going to run into tough teams from this side of the section, but also, I mean, they really have to be aware of Southern Cayuga and Odessa Montour and some of those teams. So I think this was a great matchup, and kudos to Norwich for taking it and saying, we'd love to have you here. We think it's a good game.
Well, there's five Section 4 teams in the top 25 of New York State, and I can remember when I coached, we would look for those matchups. We would go up and play AA schools, Utica Proctor, West Genesee, Liverpool, and we'd want to challenge our girls in the regular season to make sure that when they got into postseason play, they were ready. And they saw some things that they pretty much haven't seen during the course of the regular
right.
season.
Well, just to give everybody a little background on you, Coach, I'll let you tell your story. But, of course, you've been here for a long time. I've had your daughter, Megan, who had a great career at Norwich, went on to play Division II basketball at Mercyhurst, had her on my podcast just a couple of months ago. So if anyone wants to go back and listen to that, it's a fantastic listen. But tell us your history here in Norwich for our listeners.
We moved here in 1999. I got involved coaching at Holy Family School, playing basketball myself before that. And then when my daughter was a senior, Josh Bennett, about becoming his assistant coach. And I was his assistant coach for many years here. I actually coached with his mother-in-law volleyball
yes.
here at Norwich, too. So this is actually the first year I'm sitting on the sidelines. Kind of miss it. But it's great to be here tonight, and
yeah.
I thank you for having me.
Is it different for you to not be involved at practice and things like that this year?
Very much so. Our business has really grown, and I have some commitments there, but I definitely miss it. The other thing, my daughter's starting to coach in college, so we go out to see some of the games that she's not playing in, but
right.
is coaching in. So that's been kind of cool, too. That transition.
And for all our listeners, this was not planned. You walked in the gym here tonight. You came over and you said, hey, we should have done dinner or something, because when I saw you at Edmiston a few weeks ago, we tried to make some plans.
Yeah.
And I said, you want to come on? Because I know that you are going to rock this here tonight. So it's so exciting to have you here, to bring your insight. And for such a game, I know that you and I have both had this circled on the calendar for many weeks.
Absolutely. I love to see games like this where teams normally don't play each other. It's a great thing.
Before we take a break here on our Butler Auto pregame show, a big congratulations to last night's 1,000-point scorer, Hannah Bonskowski from GMU. She maybe got it a night earlier than many of us thought, but she got it last night at home against Stanford Jefferson, and just a fantastic player for the Tri-Valley and in our entire area. Of course, I got to say she's one of my interns here at WCDO, so really appreciate all the hard work she does there. And to join the 1,000-point club, pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, CVS girls tonight visiting Norwich. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. For Coach Komoderic, I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563 4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm actually going to take a quick break here again because it's senior night. The starting lineups are deafening in here. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be Norwich and Cherry Valley on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Pete Komenderik with you here tonight on WCDO. We're getting the gold purple chant here. How does he do this, Pete? It's incredible.
I have no idea. I've watched this for about 15 years, and I could never do it.
I mean, he's been holding, he says go, and holds it out. And, I mean, he's got to be going close to 35, 40 seconds. Incredible.
It's a tradition.
All right, we'll get our starting lineups in here as we get ready for the opening jump here. First for Cherry Valley, a junior number 12, Daphne West, a junior number 13, Morgan Huff, a junior number 22, Mia Dubbin, a senior number 23, Jolene Lusk, and a sophomore number 24. Actually, no, excuse me. They're not going to start. They're going to start Lydia Luff here tonight, also a senior wearing number 21. We'll get you those Norwich starters in just a moment as the Purple Tornado start going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the home whites with the purple trim here tonight.
CV in the zone to start the game.
And here comes the Purple Tornado into the right corner with Josie Ryan. Now back to Liv Schiraldi. Floats one over to Cameron Van Houten. Steps into the zone. Now flips one back out for Josie Ryan for three, and she hits it. Three ball early for Josie Ryan. Full court pressure coming, and Cherry Valley's able to beat it down the floor this first time. They go into the right wing corner here for Joe Lusk. Oh. Dishes one off, and it's up and good there for Daphne West for two.
Beautiful assist, Nate.
Yeah,
almost
great,
a no-look pass.
Great dish down low. So it's Norwich three and Cherry Valley two in the early going. Purple Tornado back the other way with Cameron Van Houten. Her shot no good. Rebound Joe Lusk. Outlet pass to Morgan Huff. They do like to push it when they can. Huff into the right wing corner. Again, a pass to the interior. And they'll step out of bounds. That'll give me a chance to give you the Norwich starters here tonight. Sophomore number 12, Isabella DeLorio. A eighth grader, number 2, Josie Ryan. A junior number 5, Liv Schiraldi. A freshman, number 3, Emma Ergo. And a senior, number 23, Cameron Van Houten.
Norwich in the full court.
They'll look to bring it down.
Yep.
They'll break it with Josie Ryan. They dish one off for Emma Ergo. She's right there, and she finishes.
Beautiful pass from Ryan to Urgel.
6:40 to go here in the first quarter. Norwich 5, Cherry Valley 2, and the Patriots will throw it away. Coach, so far, do you feel like this pressure showing any cracks here for Cherry Valley?
Not yet. They solved the full court press the first time up the court going to the right wing. Here a little miscue, but they look pretty composed.
Schiraldi will be doing the inbounding duties here. Goes to the interior for Cameron Van Houten. She misses the left-handed layup. And a rebound underneath there for Daphne West. Scoots one ahead here for Morgan Huff. Huff, interior pass, was looking for Dubbin. Off her fingertips and back the other way for Norwich. Schiraldi down the left wing side. Looks to cross over Morgan Huff. Now back out Cameron Van Houten for a three. No, it's off the mark. Rebound underneath by Emma Urgo. Urgo wrestling and scrambling for it. He's able to kick it back out. Van Houten, another three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound Josie Ryan into the land of the trees. Her shot won't go. And finally, Joe Lusk with the rebound. She'll push it. Ahead now for Morgan Huff. Up off the glass, and she scores for Cherry Valley Springfield. That makes it Norwich 5, Cherry Valley Springfield 4. And back down the other way. Inside for Van Houten, and a traveling violation here on Van Houten on the right low block with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Pretty fast-paced here so far, Coach.
Very fast-paced, very evenly matched game so far. This is a good one.
Patriots will look to get it in. Full court pressure coming. Here's the trap. They're able to pass out of it, and good awareness to get it back over the half-court timeline. Huff to the interior, tipped out, and they'll say it was last touch by Joe Lusk of Cherry Valley. So 5:40 to go in the first, Norwich 5, CVS 4. And a great crowd on hand here tonight. The student section is out in full force for the Purple Tornado. Norwich at the top of the key. Here's Ryan at the high post. Her shot off the mark. Rebound for Daphne West. And an outlet pass to Morgan Huff. And she streaks down at the left side of the floor. Wants to take it to the interior. She's blocked, and we're going to have a foul on Norwich here. So Norwich is in the home whites tonight with the purple trim. Says Norwich in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. And again, Cherry Valley is in the navy blue road uniforms. The red and the white trim says Patriots across the front of the uniform there. And so Morgan Huff to the line here for CVS. First shot for Huff is up and in. That ties this game up at 5 apiece with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Starting a little late tonight, a long JV game was a three-point game with Cherry Valley coming out on top. Huff's second shot at the line is good. Then we had all the senior night festivities, so that got us to a little bit of a late start. Officials coming together here to talk about this.
I think they're reviewing a lane violation on the foul shot. We'll see.
And it did look like Josie Ryan was kind of falling back into the lane a little bit. I think they're going to come back and do this again. They are. So Huff's going to come back and get another crack at it here. They went to the instant replay there, Coach. So. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. And to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com. Second shot for Huff. Well, she made this one. And CVS is up 6-5. Purple Tornado across the midcourt timeline. As they go right to left. They go to the right wing. Now they reverse it to Schiraldi on the left. Get to the interior. Passes one back out. Josie Ryan. Three ball. No. Rebound on the far side. Picked up by the Patriots. And then a foul on Cameron Van Houten. As she put the body in there to Morgan Huff with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tough foul to take there if you're Norwich. Do you have to live with that sometimes, Coach, to get the pressure you want?
Absolutely.
Patriots will look to get it in against the full court pressure, and they do. It's tapped out of bounds off Cherry Valley Springfield and going back to Norwich with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and CVS leading Norwich 6-5.
Nate, Norwich 1-for-5 from three so far this game. I feel like they're just pushing their shots from the perimeter a little too prematurely.
Yeah, they hit that first one, and I think that gives you the green light to go. But since then, they haven't been able to flush one down. Here's Josie Ryan with another three. Right side, stepped into that and hit it.
That's her second three of the night. 6 points so far for Ryan.
That one she hit right in rhythm and in good stride. Now the ball is turned over. Norwich gets it back. That pressure paying dividends as Norwich leads 8-6. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Pete Doc Commanderic with you tonight here. Glad to have you along. Right side of the floor for Schiraldi. Scoops one with a little underhand and back to the near side for Delorio. and tried to pass to the interior, intercepted here by CVS, and Lydia Lusk got her hands on that. Back down the floor for the Patriots, into the corner for Mia Dubin. A shot there is just a little short, not enough mustard on it, and an outlet pass is tapped around, and the Patriots steal it back into the right corner. Now they find Huff underneath. She misses a right-handed layup. Ergo gets the loose change, tied up in a jump ball. We'll keep it with CVS.
4:02 left here in the first quarter in a very, very evenly matched game.
Yeah, this is what everybody was hoping for so far, I think, with Norwich on top by a deuce, 8-6. Cherry Valley going to inbound it underneath their own basket. They go to Joe Lusk, takes it to the interior, and just misses the shot, but she's fouled, and Joe will head to the rim.
Nice move from Lusk from the left wing, going right into the hoop, draws the foul.
So Jolene will head to the line here. No points so far tonight for Jolene. Got a couple of rebounds so far, and you have to figure that Norwich is going to try to keep a really close eye on her because she's by far the tallest player on the court. But this CVS team has such great size. It's difficult to match up with.
And the thing that impresses me about her, not only her size, but she has a good look for other teammates. She'll give the ball up. She'll pass if there's other players open. Just a nice team player.
Jolene hits the first one from the line. Second one coming for the senior who hit 1,000 points just about 2 weeks ago. And she hits the second foul shot. So it's 8-8, 2-for-2 at the line for Jolene Lusk. 3:50 to go first quarter. Purple Tornado with the basketball going right to left. They'll swing it back to the right side for Josie Ryan, popping one into the corner for Schiraldi. Step back three. The bank is closed for Liv Schiraldi. A rebound underneath and a foul on Cherry Valley after a nice rebound by Julia Llewellyn.
I think that's on Lusk on the reach underneath on Llewellyn.
Yeah, foul on Joe, her first, and the team's first. Three team fouls on Norwich so far in an 8-8 ball game here with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Norwich into the corner for Schiraldi. The shifty athletic guard will float one to the far side for Josie Ryan, who shows so much composure for being an eighth grader.
Very much so.
And here is Ryan at the top of the key. They go to the high post for Ergo, and there's going to be a reach-in foul here on Lydia Lusk, her first, team second. 3:25 to go first quarter. We're knotted up 8-8 between the Patriots and the Purple Tornado tonight here at Norwich High School.
Couldn't ask for a more evenly matched game so far.
Yeah, this is great. As Norwich will get it in, they go to Schiraldi on the left wing side. Three-point line extended. Delorio will find Josie Ryan, who will reset as she saunters back up to the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock here as Ryan will give one back to Schiraldi to the high post. Schiraldi into the paint, off-balance jumper, rebound underneath by Ergo, and she is fouled. Good rebounding by Ergo down there against some much taller players, and the foul will go on Daphne West.
That was a really nice rebound by Emma Ergo. She anticipated where the defender was. She got the hip so the defender couldn't come over on top of her. Just a nice play.
And so this will send Emma Ergo to the line, who's been a key piece for being such a young player for the Purple Tornado this year, and she gets the first foul shot to go. So Ergo now with 3 points. Looking to add to it here as Norwich now leads 9-8. And the next shot coming is good. She banked in both foul shots there. Hey, whatever it takes. Morgan Huff's able to float one forward. Going to be a charge here on Morgan Huff for a push-off with 3 minutes to go in the first. And so that pressure starting to mount a little bit here against Cherry Valley Springfield. Norwich is going to get it back. So that's four team fouls now on the Patriots.
Really nice pressure on the press there by Norwich, trapped on the sideline.
So Norwich will float it in. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. They lead 10-8. After the turnover, Norwich gets the ball back going right to left. They go to Cameron Van Houten, puts the ball on the floor. Now back to Josie Ryan. Right wing drive, now on the baseline for Delorio. Tried to go to the interior, and it's stolen away by Joe Lusk. Jolene dribbling forward to midcourt, finds Morgan Huff, and they'll settle in on offense with 2:40 to go in the first. Right wing side, they go to Joe on the interior. Good look down low.
Oh, what a beautiful pass.
And they finish with Mia Dubin. Incredible pass there by Joe Lusk. And do we have a foul, too?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we do.
That pass from Lusk, it was a back-to-the-basket for her. She anticipated where her offensive player was going, and she threw almost a no-look pass underneath. Just a beautiful play.
Yeah, great look great court vision, and the three-point play will not go down, but Lust gets a rebound. Tied up, gets one back over to Mia Dubin, and she hits. So Jolene starting to come alive here, finds Dubin, and Cherry Valley now leads 12-10, 2:25 to go in the first quarter. How many coaches, I can't tell you, in my travels have said, boy, I wish Jolene would transfer to my school. They just would love to have her. Norwich into the right wing corner. Cameron Van Houten dials up a three. Swish for Cameron Van Houten. And so Norwich retakes the lead 13-12. So we come up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter here tonight on WCDO. Also online at WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. As Cherry Valley beats the pressure this time, left wing side, Morgan Huff. They try to get some tic-tac-toe passing down. It goes out of bounds underneath the hoop and going back to Norwich. They tried to make one extra pass there, and it was just too much. But this game living up to the hype so far. Both teams not backing down, going toe-to-toe. And it's great. This is such value for both teams.
Yeah, this is exceptional.
And so the Purple Tornado come across midcourt with their eighth-grade point guard, Josie Ryan. Dishes one for Schiraldi, and she shuffled the feet and traveled back to CVS. Great for a team like the Patriots to come into this environment, too, and get used to all the hoopla that you might see when you get deep into the sectional tournament.
This is going to prepare them well as they progress down the road.
Pass down low. They look for Mia Dubin. Missed the first shot. Blocked by Schiraldi on the second. Now to the interior. Dubin dishes one off for Joe Lusk, and she is fouled by Emma Ergo on the left-handed layup chance. And so this will send Jolene back to the line with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter.
That's two on Emma Ergo.
And Norwich cannot afford foul trouble here tonight, right, Coach?
Especially underneath, because there's such a size disadvantage. The bigs have to play lateral without reaching in, and also they need to establish their verticality.
So Jolene misses the first one at the line, second one coming here for Lusk, and she hits it. So Jolene's got three. And it's a 13-13 game with 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Josie Ryan at the top of the key now goes to Schiraldi. Comes off of a screen from Cameron Van Houten. Finds Josie Ryan in the corner. Three ball off the front of the rim. No. Rebound, Lydia Lusk. Outlet pass, and the Patriots are looking to run. Down the right side for Morgan Huff. Lost it out of bounds as she went up for that layup opportunity and back to Norwich. With a minute 10 to go in the first, in a 13-13 game. Great atmosphere here as Norwich brings it back down the floor as we hit a minute to go in the first quarter. Electric atmosphere tonight in Norwich. Left side of the floor, Schiraldi. Dribble drive to the right side. Three-point line extended. Dumps it to the interior for Emma Ergo. Closely guarded by those Cherry Valley defenders on the interior. Now back Cameron Van Houten. And a pass to Schiraldi, and she traveled again as she tried to get into the paint. Shuffled that foot.
A little too anxious there. Took off before she had possession of the ball.
50 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're tied up at 13. Inbound pass is stolen, though, by Norwich. Great hustle by Bella Delorio. Diving for that ball, and she was able to slap it away. Josie Ryan at the top of the key. Norwich looking to capitalize on this possession with 35 seconds to go in the first. Josie Ryan with the ball. Triple threat position goes back to Schiraldi. Behind the back dribble. Lost it. Off balance jumper is just a little too strong. Ergo tries to save it and does. Great play back to Cameron Van Houten with 20 seconds to go first quarter. Shot clock's off. Norwich trying to make the most of it here. Ryan steps in for a three-point opportunity, but we're going to have a push-off foul underneath by Delorio, I believe.
Yeah, they tried to double pick at the foul line, and I don't think she was established, and the official tagged her on that one.
Patriots will look to get it in with 15 seconds to go in the first. And they go to Daphne West. West finds Lusk at the high post. Little up and under move for Joe off the glass, and there it is. Great move.
Beautiful move. That's like her patented move, Nate, going right to left. She does that so well.
And Norwich is not going to get a shot off before the end of the first quarter, so that'll do it. A great start to this one. Cherry Valley Springfield 15, Norwich 13. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter here in Norwich tonight. Nate Lowell and Pete Doc Common Derrick with me tonight. Also on WCDLSports.com, brought to you by SFCU. CVS girls leading Norwich 15-13. Patriots with the ball. Here is Lusk. Good little up-and-under move. Flips one into the corner. Finds Morgan Huff for three. Downtown shot for Morgan Huff, and she hits it.
Beautiful pass and shot. Good court recognition.
And so Huff's able to hit that one, and Cherry Valley Springfield, their biggest lead of the game at 18-13 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key now, they go to Emma Ergo. Triple threat position, tries to drive to the hoop. Jolene says no, blocks it out of bounds. Looking like Dikembe Mutombo out there, Coach.
Yeah, she came from a step behind and slotted that one into the wall. So, beautiful block by Lusk.
7:20 to go in the second quarter. For anyone listening home, I mean, I'm 6'3", and Jolene looks me in the eyes. I mean, that's how tall she is. And a great block here on the interior. Outlet pass is stolen back, though, by Norwich. To the interior for Cameron Van Houten, and Norwich will try to reset. Purple Tornado going right to left. Here to start the second quarter, Schiraldi with a three. Buckles off the side of the rim. Outlet pass for CVS. Huff was leaking out. Takes it down the length of the floor. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. Rebound for Mia Dubbin, and she's fouled and will head to the line. And CVS is looking very comfortable.
She came off the ball and got a beautiful rebound. Just ran right into the middle of the lane, anticipated where the ball was, put it back up. Really nice play.
Patriots lead 18-13, a minute into the second quarter. And Mia Dubbin will head to the line here for CVS.
You know what's great about this game, Nate? It's just two opposite styles.
It really is.
It's really fun to watch.
And so Dubbin at the line. First one will not go. And the second one coming. I got to say, Cherry Valley fans traveled pretty well. Not a short trip here tonight, that's for sure. Probably an hour 20, I would say, to get down here. And Dubbin gets the second one to go.
And at least they didn't have to come through inclement weather to get here.
Yeah, that's for sure. They have a pretty nice night to do it. And a traveling violation on Norwich on the left wing side. This one on Juliana Turner. And so a six-point lead for CVS, 19-13, with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Official is going to go over to the scorers table here. He's having a quick word over there. I'm not sure if they're looking to adjust something on the clock, something along those lines. Actually, I don't know. He might have got a cut on his hand or something. He kind of had his hand out like he was looking for a bandage. Either way, we're going to have a little break here. We'll keep it right here as Cherry Valley has opened up a 19-13 lead on the road here at Norwich. Class B versus Class D here tonight. And, you know, Rich and I were talking before the game, our good friend Rich Turnbull here, the athletic coordinator. COVID has changed some things. These schools are not, it's not like it used to be. You can play a bigger and a smaller school now, and it's fun to see some of these matchups we've never seen before.
I'll never forget during the COVID year, we went up and we played Cambridge, Norwich. And that was a fun, fun game because both teams were rated in the state. There may have not been a postseason. There wasn't that year. But it was like a playoff environment, and both teams really look forward to that game, and it was a great game.
I see what happened now. The official got a cut above his eye. He went over, had to wipe it off, and they got a Band-Aid on it. So that was the reason for the delay. Hope that he's all right. as the Patriots have the ball now out of the timeout, but a steal at half court by Emma Ergo. Read that one beautifully on the press. And so 6:40 to go, second quarter. Patriots leading the Purple Tornado 19-13 here tonight. Some Tuesday night hoops for you on CDO as Norwich has the ball. Top of the key, they reverse it to the left side, or the right side, excuse me, to the interior for Emma Ergo, but a traveling violation here on NHS.
That's about the fifth travel tonight.
Do you notice any reason why, Coach? I mean, they really have been shuffling their feet.
You know what I think it is, Nate? I think the size. They want to get the quick step and spring into the lane, and they're going with before they have possession of the ball.
CVS breaks the press. A pass to the far side is tipped away, but CVS holds on to possession. Lusk feeds one down low. A pull-up jumper rattles in and out there for Daphne West. Rebound for Ergo underneath, and she's fouled by Cherry Valley Springfield. Foul is going to be on Lydia Lusk with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. That's a great observation, Coach, when you said that. You're playing against somebody bigger, and you don't even realize it sometimes. You have that extra, you're trying to get that extra little room, and maybe you shuffle your feet. Here's Van Houten into the paint. Floater is good for Cameron Van Houten.
Absolutely, Nate. You always want to try to beat the big into the lane so you have that first step, and sometimes you just go too soon.
The press paying dividends here. They turn them over and into the paint. A foul by Cherry Valley Springfield at the high post with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. So CVS coughed it up on the press, gives it back to Norwich, and then a foul going to be here on Morgan Huff, her second, team second. So Cherry Valley going to the bench for the first time here tonight as Kyra Druce will come in. Druce, a sophomore guard, the lone sophomore on this CVS team. And so Norwich will get it in underneath the hoop. They go to Cameron Van Houten into the paint. Floating jumper, no. Rebound for guess who? Jolene Lusk. And an outlet pass to Morgan Huff. She tries to go coast to coast and is fouled and will head to the line. Could not get the layup to go, but they found a lot of success with that quick outlet, Coach.
Beautiful outlet. She actually one-handed the ball, threw it out to the volleyball line, and another pass down the floor. They beat the defense. Beautiful pass. Just shows how well Cherry Valley Springfield moves the ball.
5:40 to go, second quarter, CVS 19, Norwich 15. And the Patriots at the line with the junior Morgan Huff. And her first shot is just a little short and no good. And the second shot coming here for Huff at the line, and she settles in. Both teams have gone a little cold here in the last few minutes offensively. And Huff's second foul shot rattles in. So Morgan Huff has a game-high 8 points so far for CVS as they protect a five-point lead, 20-15, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. A steal now by Druce, but she stepped out of bounds on the right wing sideline. Good hustle, though.
Really nice anticipation.
Stay tuned. In just a couple of minutes, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Coach and I will break some more things down for you from this Norwich and CVS game. And here is Norwich taking it right to the rim here with Turner. Cut right through the forest of trees there and was able to get the bucket. And now a turnover by Cherry Valley on the press. Norwich gets it back. So it's 20-17. CVS leading Norwich. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Van Houten into the paint. Down low. Ergo is blocked by Lusk. Ball is loose. And then we got a jump ball. Lusk brought it down low and Josie Ryan got her hands on it.
Yeah, Josie anticipated that.
Daphne West coming out. Lydia Lusk back in here for Cherry Valley. So 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 20-17. CVS leading Norwich. Top of the key here for Turner. Now to Schiraldi. Right side three ball. In and out for Liv. Rebound Lydia Lusk. And CVS doing a good job on the glass. They go to Jolene. In the backcourt, looking to clear it out. Passes ahead here for Morgan Huff to the interior. Huff gets it back. Now back to Jolene. High post. Turnaround shot here for Joe is just a little short. Maybe not the shot she wanted. Rebound Josie Ryan of Norwich.
Three-point game.
Three-point game, as Doc said, 20-17 with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. CVS leading by three. Cameron Van Houten trying to tie this game up for Norwich. That one's too strong. And CVS touched the ball, and they had a split second where they weren't sure if they were going to grab it or let it go out of bounds. It deflects off Mia Dubin and goes back to Norwich. So again, 4:15 to go in the second quarter, live here tonight from Norwich High School. We're glad to have you along as the Purple Tornado will get it in. Here is Van Houten at the top of the key as Norwich goes right to left. They have it right wing side now, looking for options. Five on the shot clock. They're going to have to hustle to get this one off. Van Houten at the buzzer hit the shot, but no, they're going to say it's a shot clock violation. She didn't get it off in time.
Well, he waved it off.
The fans not agreeing with that call with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Student section a little boisterous on that one.
And so Cherry Valley trying to throw it in. Oh, they're going to say it was last touched by Josie Ryan. I thought maybe it was going to be a turnover, but Cherry Valley's handled the press for the most part, but you can see it's a little frustrating for them, as it is for every team that Norwich plays.
It's a good learning experience, and they're actually doing a very good job.
They break the pressure. They go to Drews on the left wing side. Now back up to midcourt is Cherry Valley in the navy blue with the red and white trim. They're going left to right here with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Right wing side, down to the interior for Joe Lusk, and she's fouled by Emma Ergo. And that's going to be her third. And that's a tough one here. And what does Coach Dennis Eaton decide to do? Does he roll the dice? He does not. And Emma's going to come out, so that brings back in. Looks like Julia Llewellyn's going to come back
in. It is. Julia Llewellyn's back into the game.
3:50 to go in the second quarter. Patriots will look to get it in, and they do to Joe Lusk. Back to the corner now, Mia Dubin for three. It's too strong. And Josie Ryan fighting hard underneath. Was able to get the rebound but lost it out of bounds, so it's going to go back to the Patriots.
Every game that Josie Ryan plays, she plays better and better. She's an eighth grader getting that varsity experience, and just she should be honored.
Patriots will get it in. They go to Joe Lusk underneath. Her jumper short. Joe falls onto the floor here. Couldn't get the rebound. Schiraldi does. Schiraldi trying to go coast to coast. Will kick one back out. Josie Ryan three. It was deflected. Ball underneath, and Joe Lusk will get the rebound. And ahead now for Drews, and Cherry Valley is running, but Drews lost it out of bounds. It's going to be a push, though, on Norwich.
Yeah, they're going to call a foul.
With 3:25 to go in the second quarter. But, boy, those Cherry Valley guards, I got to give them credit. It's tough to get behind that Norwich D, but they've done it.
And I'll tell you, their outlet passes have been exceptional.
And so the Patriots will do the inbounding. That foul's going to be on Josie Ryan, her second. And so CVS will get it in. They go to Lusk. And, boy, the inside the paint has just gotten completely mucked up here. And now a steal. And Norwich is going to score on the breakaway.
Half-court steal by Julia Turner. She took it coast to coast.
Puts it up and in. One-point game, 20-19. 3:05 to go in the second quarter. It's a war at the moment. CVS gets it back, going left to right. They find Lusk on the right wing side. Joe holding the ball high. Goes to Kara Drews on the far side. Her jumper is good.
Nice save from the left wing for Drews.
So Drews buries it. Pushes that CVS lead back up to 22-19. 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Live here tonight at Norwich High School. And the Purple Tornado will float one over to Schiraldi. Steps through, and Liv is blocked by Lusk. And it's a foul. And Schiraldi is going to go to the line.
That'll be the second on Jolene Lusk here with 2:35. Nate, what do you do?
Boy, it's how much trust do you have in her, right? But if she picks up a third, that's going to be deadly, and it looks like they're going to keep her in. They do bring Daphne West back in and give Mia Dubin a breather. It looks like they're going to leave Jolene in the ballgame. Liv Schiraldi at the line. First shot is good. First points of the night, actually, for Schiraldi, who is as athletic as they come. Makes it a 22-20 lead. Second shot for Schiraldi is no good. And a rebound underneath. So can Cherry Valley get through the last 2 minutes here and protect Jolene from getting another foul? Drews down the floor on the left side. CVS goes left to right. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield 22, Norwich 20. Pass down low. They find Lusk on the left low block. Joe's going to kick one back out. Daphne West, her shot won't go. And a rebound for Schiraldi. Windexing the glass on that one. Schiraldi in transition, lost it, but scoops it back up and gets it into the left corner. Schiraldi, three ball, no. Underneath, the rebound, Llewellyn. kicks one back out. Van Houten, her jumper, no good, and a rebound here for Jolene Luck. She tried the long outlet pass, and it was intercepted. Back to Josie Ryan. She takes it to the interior, goes right at Jolene, and then stops. Back out to the left wing side. They try to skip it across for Schiraldi. With a minute and a half to go in the second quarter, and now a steal by Cherry Valley. It's a game of hot potato right now.
Very exciting ball game.
Outlet pass to Morgan Huff. Huff on the right side with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Here is Jolene at the top of the key. Floats one down low. Pass was too tall there. Knocked out of bounds was Daphne West. And it's a no call. Back down the floor for Norwich. Head coach Kelly Taggart wants an explanation here, as it did look like Daphne West was shoved out of bounds down there.
You know, Nate, in the last four possessions when Cherry Valley's had the ball, I noticed Norwich is really starting to pack in on Jolene Lusk.
Yeah, there's really no room for Jolene when she gets it into the high post as there was early in the game. Minute 15 to go in the second quarter. And Purple Tornado will get it in. They go to Schiraldi. Pull-up jumper for her. No. Died on the back of the rim and then rolled off. Jolene with an outlet pass to Morgan Huff. Huff down the right side of the floor here with a minute to go in the second quarter. Little interior pass, and that shot will not go down for CVS by Lydia Lusk. Rolls out of bounds. Going to go back to Norwich. So someone put a lid on that rim down there, I think, Coach.
I think so.
57 seconds to go in the second quarter. Norwich trailing by two, 22-20. And a whale of a ball game in this non-leaguer so far here tonight. Class B versus Class D. And now a steal by Morgan Huff. Did an excellent job to get a piece of that. Huff streaks back down the floor on the right side, but then stepped out of bounds.
She anticipated that ball really well. Stepped into the passing lane and one-handed passed it to her teammate. Very nice play.
I can't blame Cherry Valley. They get a steal. They look to throw it long. I think they're trying to avoid the pressure in the backcourt, and sometimes it just hasn't worked out for them because you're going a million miles an hour back down the floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
35 seconds to go. Second quarter, two-point game. Cherry Valley Springfield 22, Norwich 20. Tapped out of bounds will stay with the Purple Tornado as we approach the halftime break.
Both teams have four fouls. Next foul for each team. The other team will be over the limit here with 30 seconds to go.
So Norwich with the basketball. Schiraldi will float it in and will find Turner. Now back to Josie Ryan. Ryan glances up at the clock, looking for a screen on the far side, and said will pour one over to Schiraldi. She comes off a screen. Three ball there, left it short, out of bounds. And back to the Patriots, who can play for the last shot here if they wish with 13 seconds to go, second quarter. Back down the floor with Druce. Druce at midcourt, 10 seconds left, plenty of time. Sets up a play. They go to Huff to the interior for Lusk. Up off the glass, no. It was too strong. Into the corner for Morgan Huff, and they're going to run out of time, and that'll do it. Halftime score, CVS 22, Norwich 20. Coach, briefly your thoughts before we take a break and come back here.
What a great game. I mean, and the thing that's the most impressive to me is both teams are really hustling, playing scrappy ball, and it's a clean game. It's not a game that a lot of times when you have a bigger game like this and the emotions get high in the gym, the game can get a little chippy, a little scrappy, but these teams are playing very hard and clean basketball. It's been a great, great game to watch in the first half so far.
Really great game, and the other thing I've noticed is, you know, these two teams don't know each other from a hole in the wall, right? I mean, they don't ever play each other, but it's an intense game. I love it.
It is. I think both teams really look forward to this game tonight.
I think it's been talked up for a long time, and so far, through the first half, it's living up to the hype. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our score at the break, Cherry Valley Springfield 22, Norwich 20, here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
563-9299. your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. We get set for the start of the third quarter here. 22-20, Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Norwich as we get set for the second half. They go to Jolene Lusk. Is now Cherry Valley going right to left. They're coming towards our broadcast table here. They're going to try to pass it down low to find Mia Dubbin, and it rolls out of bounds. And already there, Coach, I felt like I saw a little bit more structure on that attack to the low post.
Absolutely. Little jump trap to start the half by Norwich. Cherry Valley was just a miscue on the pass.
Norwich going at left to right now. They're in the home whites with the purple trim. Cherry Valley's in the navy blue with the red and the white trim. Three ball here, left side. No good. Schiraldi, what a rebound. Puts it up. It won't go. And this time rolls out of bounds, but will stay with the purple tornado. Boy, it looked like she was on a trampoline out there to get that rebound for Liv Schiraldi.
Her feet were like 2.5 feet off the floor on that rebound attempt.
You just don't see girls jump like that. It's like Lacey Drake-esque out there, I would say, for her jumping ability. Josie Ryan on the baseline will get it in. Little give and go, gets it back to Ryan in front of the student section, left wing side. Now back to the top of the key to start things off. And to Delorio on the left wing. Now back to Ryan. Comes off of a screen. Stops. Goes to Schiraldi. Little stutter step into the paint. Schiraldi absorbs the contact and scores. Unbelievable finish there for Liv Schiraldi. Wow.
She just drove right and went right off of Jolene Lusk's chest and put it in. Amazing play.
And now a block is called on Norwich as we're tied up at 22 apiece with 7 minutes to go here in the third as they tried to slide over into that trap on the far side. Cherry Valley will get it back. The second half could come down to how does Cherry Valley attack this press? How do they handle the pressure? And really, neither team has taken many timeouts. I mean, they've kind of just let them go and kind of let them play.
This is the type of game you love to watch.
Patriots will look to get it in, and they do, but it's tapped away. Good steal there by Cameron Van Houten. She's back across midcourt. We'll find Josie Ryan at the top of the key. Ryan is directing traffic, comes off of a screen. Now into the right wing corner. Looking for options, but she's double-teamed. Gets it off to Turner just in time. Steps through the jumper, no. Rebound tapped back out into the hands of Schiraldi. Fall-away jumper, that's off the mark, and a rebound for Mia Dubbin. Dubbin, long home run pass ahead, finds Morgan Huff. Huff is open for three, fires one up, missed it. Good pressure by Josie Ryan, then rocked out of bounds and goes back to Norwich.
Nate, do you ever feel in a game like this, the team that gets the first momentum burst may have an advantage here?
Definitely. I mean, it feels like if somebody goes on a run, kind of like Cherry Valley did in the first half when they went up six, it's like, can the other team respond? And Cameron Van Houten steps out of bounds on the left wing side as Norwich sets up the offense. And I think it could come down to that, too. Silly little turnovers. You know, who has less of those here in the second half? We're tied up at 22 apiece with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Lusk throws that one away as she was looking for Morgan Huff. Out of bounds and back to the purple tornado. I got to give it to CBS. They're going to push the pace no matter what.
I love it.
6:10 to go in the third. Again, tied up at 22 apiece. A non-leaguer tonight here at Norwich High School. Nate Lull and Pete Komenderic with you here on WCDO. And our web stream tonight, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Three ball, a moon ball there for Schiraldi is no good, and Lusk rips down a rebound.
Beautiful block.
Outlet pass ahead here for Morgan Huff, and she finishes in transition, and Morgan has 10 points.
That was set up by Jolene Lusk. Block and pass to the wing for the break. Beautiful play.
5:40 to go in the third. It's 24-22. Patriots back on top of the purple tornado. Josie Ryan comes off a screen, bounce pass Cameron Van Houten, dribble drive, takes it to the interior, deflected out of bounds, going back to Cherry Valley. And it feels like the Patriots getting a little bit of momentum here.
Feels like Uncle Mo's going the way of the Patriots right now.
And now, just when we say that, a steal here by Norwich. Going to be a block on Lydia Lusk. Cameron Van Houten intercepted that, then tried to go right to the 10, and Lydia Lusk picks up her third foul. And that's tough for Cherry Valley. So again,
looks like they're going to sub in Drews.
Yeah, let's see. Drews coming back in. And just another thing to remember is that Cherry Valley is without Bryn Whiteman tonight. She's missed a couple of games and she is one of their normal starters. So you're missing a key starting piece as well on a very good Cherry Valley team.
Yeah, she's an exceptional passer.
Yeah, she really is. And I think she's going to be back soon. She's on the bench tonight in street clothes, so we'll hope that she's back in action soon. 5:20 to go in the third. It's 24-22. Turnover by Norwich. We'll give this ball back to Cherry Valley, and now the Patriots will take a timeout. 5:20 to go in the third. CVS girls lead Norwich on the road 24-22. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 5:20 to go in the third. And Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading 24-22, a low-scoring, hard-fought affair in this non-leaguer. A long pass ahead. They were looking for Daphne West. It sailed over her arms. I think she let that go thinking somebody else was back there, and instead it rolls out of bounds.
She did.
Boy, that was tough because it could have meant an easy two there for the Patriots. Norwich going left to right. They'll bring it back down the floor with Josie Ryan. We hit 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ryan splits a double team, steps into the paint. Jumper, no. Rebound is scooped up here by Norwich. They'll keep it alive. Back out, Josie Ryan. Three, yes, a three for Josie Ryan. 9 points on three threes for the eighth grader. And Norwich takes a 25-24 lead, but Morgan Huff in transition. The layup is good. She beats the defense again, and Huff has 12 points.
Back and forth. Lead changes all over the place here.
26-25 our score with 4.5 to go in the third. A pass to the high post for Emma Ergo. She takes it to the 10. It rolled off the front, and Jolene with a rebound. Long pass ahead for Druce, and Druce traveled. Boy, CVS is pushing it up the floor so fast that sometimes they just got to take a half a second, Coach, to breathe. What do you think?
You're absolutely right.
Because they had a great two-on-one opportunity there. Cherry Valley leads by a point, 26-25 with 4:15 to go in the third. And Josie Ryan back near midcourt. Comes off of a screen to the right side. Splits two defenders. Will look to dish it off and now goes back out to Turner. 10 on the shot clock coming up. Norwich tries to take it down the baseline. They find Cameron Van Houten. Corner three. Yes, Cameron Van Houten dials long distance. And Cameron's got 8 points here on senior night. And Norwich now leads by two, 28-26. And a turnover. Steal. Josie Ryan to the interior. Missed the left-handed layup. Rebound is loose on the floor. Both teams scrapping for it. And a rebound here by Cherry Valley's Daphne West, and she's fouled.
I'll tell you, Julia Turner really is coming up huge tonight for Norwich. She's doing the little things, rebounding, passing.
Yeah, she's come off the bench and provided some nice minutes here.
She's been a great compliment to her team.
Patriots will look to get it in. They try to go to Morgan Huff, and they do. She's immediately double-teamed, lost control of it, and then is fouled right in front of the student section on the far side in a two-point ball game with 3:35 to go in the third. Nate Lowell and Pete Doc Commanderic with me tonight, longtime coach here in Norwich. Glad to have him in the booth with me. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And we got a heck of a ball game on our hands here tonight, so we hope you are enjoying this non-league Tuesday night hoops action. Patriots get it in. They go to Druce on the right side. Now she'll pull it back out and floats one back up top, stolen by Josie Ryan. Ryan to the interior. She's blocked by Mia Dubin, and into the corner it goes. and taken back by the Patriots.
Beautiful athletic play by Dudley Nurse. Drew, the block.
Drews has her pocket picked. Now it's out of bounds. The game of hot potato continues. It's going to stay with Norwich.
With Cameron Van Houten going to the bench for Norwich, they're going to give up some size here.
3:15 to go in the third. Yes, they are. Schiraldi passes one into the corner here for Josie Ryan. 3:10 to go in the third. Baseline drive for Schiraldi, and did she step out of bounds or no?
They called the foul.
Called the foul. Oh, and it's going to be on Norwich here on Llewellyn for the push-off, trying to set that screen for Schiraldi from the looks.
Yep.
3:10 to go in the third, a two-point lead. Purple Tornado on top. Norwich trying to hold on and protect this lead. Drews in the corner, lost it. And into the backcourt here for Mia Dubin. Now back to Drews. Breaks the pressure. And we'll go into the corner now for Daphne West on the right side. To the interior for Joe Lusk. Dishes it off for Mia Dubin, and she hits it.
What a play. Lusk drove baseline, looked, saw Dubin coming down the lane for the assist.
28 all. Josie Ryan, a straightaway three. No. Jolene Lusk gets the rebound and the loose change, and then she's fouled. Did a great job of holding that ball high, and the Norwich players had to reach for it, and they slapped her on the wrist.
Yeah, you never want to go low with the ball, especially on a rebound. It's better to keep it above your chest.
And that's five team fouls on Norwich here, so Lusk is going to make the long walk down the floor to shoot two. So that's a tough break here for Norwich as Cherry Valley will be shooting two for the rest of the quarter. Second foul there on Norwich's Llewellyn. And Jolene stepping into the line here. Only 5 points tonight, but she's been dynamic everywhere else. And hits the first one at the line. 6 points for Lusk.
That's a sign of a really good player where they can go and do things for their team and compliment their teammates, and she's done that tonight.
CVS retakes the lead, and she goes 2 out of 2. So Joe is up to 7 points, and Cherry Valley Springfield leads 30-28 over Norwich on the road with 2:35 to go in the third. Norwich with the basketball, a pass to the interior for Llewellyn, back out top, no, intercepted here by Morgan Huff, and then she's fouled by Josie Ryan. A frustration foul there on Norwich.
Sixth foul of the quarter on Norwich. They're over the limit.
And so this will bring Morgan Huff to the line. And these are big moments here for CVS. Can you continue to build this lead with some free opportunities at the line?
And if I'm the coach for CVS, I'm telling the girls, pound the ball inside. Let's pick up some more fouls to really get Norwich with two or three players with three or four fouls.
And so this will send Huff to the line. Yeah, that's the third foul on Josie Ryan. Morgan taking her time at the line. No, first shot off the mark. Second one coming. Student section making a little noise over there, making it harder. Second shot coming for Morgan Huff. This Cherry Valley team, of course, made it to the sectional semifinals this year in soccer. So certainly a talented group. And she hits the second one. So Huff now with 13. Back down the floor here for Norwich as they trail 31-28. 2:20 to go in the third. Norwich with the ball going right to left. Schiraldi into the paint. A traveling violation here on Schiraldi. Sometimes she's too quick for her own good, I think, Coach.
Yeah, I think Norwich is just having a bad patch right here. About three possessions down the court where nothing came to fruition.
Patriots try to get in, and it's stolen by Norwich, and they throw it right back out of bounds. And so Cherry Valley will get it back. So even when Norwich is getting opportunities, they throw it away. 2:15 to go in the third. It's a 31-28 ball game. Patriots leading the Purple Tornado. They get it in, and they go to Lusk. Lusk in the backcourt, floats one ahead for Morgan Huff to the interior. Slapped away. Good hustle by Emma Ergo. Otherwise, that's a layup for the Patriots.
Nice D from Emma Ergo. She came about two steps behind and impeded the pass.
And so Mia Dubin will be doing the inbounding on the baseline. Will work it in. Finds Daphne West. Into the paint. Works one out. Morgan Huff floats one into the corner for Dubin. Three ball for her is off the mark. Rebound for Daphne West. Puts it up. No. Jolene says, I got it. And the foul is on the floor. And so this will send Jolene back to the line here with a buck 54 to go in the third. Jolene, I think, got whacked in the nose there. She wears glasses while she plays sports goggles. And they got whacked off of her face. She's able to hit the first shot. So Jolene up to 8 now. And I almost wonder if she's trying to fight off a bloody nose here at the line, Coach.
That's what it looks like. She's tilting her head back.
That one rattles out. She goes 1 out of 2 at the line, and Cherry Valley leads 32-28 with a minute 50 to go in the third. She appears to be okay. She put her glasses back on as they got kind of railed off of her face there. She's staying in for the moment, and they need her in there right now. Schiraldi floats one back over Josie Ryan for 3. No, it's too strong. Rebound for Jolene. Lost control of it. Llewellyn gets it, scoops it up, and puts it in.
Beautiful rebound for Julia. Boxed out, old-fashioned box out, and took it right to the hole.
Two-point game, 32-30. Pass ahead. Great lead pass here for Daphne West. But Llewellyn hustles back and steals it, and we got a jump ball. And it's going back to Norwich. Big bench minutes here for Llewellyn here tonight, as well as Turner. They've turned up the heat.
Two key possessions for Julia, and she's smiling out there. She's loving it.
Yeah, that's a big-time play. Otherwise, it felt like Cherry Valley was in control. Back to a two-point game, 32-30, with a minute 10 to go in the third. Josie Ryan, left side, floats one back to Schiraldi, lost it. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here. Schiraldi chases it into the backcourt. Turns a corner, and we got a foul on Lydia Lusk. And, that's a tough one from our angle here.
Yeah. I think that's 4 on Lusk.
Lydia Lusk going to pick up her 4th. You're right. And what does Coach do here? She's going to have to put Drews back in.
This is where the game's going to get interesting in the 4th quarter.
And this is where it hurts not to have Bryn Whiteman, your normal starting point guard here for Cherry Valley. A minute to go in the 3rd. Schiraldi flips one to the far side. They go back to Josie Ryan. Steps in for a 3. No, just left it short. Rebound. Schiraldi muscles it up and in.
She went over left to get that rebound and put it right up.
And it's a 32-32 ball game. Timeout's going to be taken here. And, yeah, there's that bloody nose for Joe with 46 seconds left. So Joe's going to have to come out. As a guy who is the king of bloody noses, I can totally understand where Joe is coming from here.
Yeah. I don't think she wanted to come out. But.
No. It's something I struggle with a lot with my running and all that. And this time of year when it's so dry, it's a really difficult thing. So 40 seconds to go here in this third quarter. We're tied at 32 apiece. Ball is loose at the moment on an inbounds pass. And let's see, we got a whistle, but I don't know who it's on. I think it's going to be on Cherry Valley. It is. It'll be on Morgan Huff with 39 seconds left. So Jolene's getting things taken care of here on the bench. We'll hope that she's okay. And so Norwich will look to get it in. They go to Josie Ryan on the interior, into the left wing corner. Now back out to Llewellyn. Back to Ryan with 30 seconds left in the third. Norwich taking their time. They got 20 on the shot clock. Ergo wants to take it to the interior. Missed it. Rebound Mia Dubbin. Outlet pass to Morgan Huff. A 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Morgan tries to take it to the interior. Tried to then pass it at the last minute. It was kicked out of bounds by that Norwich defense. With 19 seconds to go here in the third quarter, Cherry Valley wanted a foul there, and they're not going to get it. Patriots will get it in. They go to Morgan Huff on the left wing side as Cherry Valley goes right to left. Pass to the interior here. And a pull-up jumper is no good for Daphne West, but she's fouled with 11 seconds left here in the third. We're tied at 32. See who this one's going to be on. Putting it up on the board here on Ergo, her 4th. Oh, with 11 seconds left in the third, that stings. West to the line, rattles in and out, so it's a tie ball game still.
Both Norwich bigs have 4 fouls.
Norwich doing some shuffling on the line here. And boy, Coach, that's tough. 4 fouls on both of their bigs. And here is West at the line. Cannot get the second shot to go. Looks like we got a lane violation, but it was on Cherry Valley anyways.
11 seconds to go. Tie ball game. Nate, don't you feel like you wish this was on DVD and you could go home and watch this game after the broadcast?
I do. I do. It's one of those games where you never know how it's going to finish. Here's a jumper for Josie Ryan. No, it's kept in. She gets a second chance at it, and that also won't go down. Three quarters in the books, and we're tied at 32 apiece here between the Patriots and the Purple Tornado. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the fourth quarter here. Nate Lowell and Pete Dotcom and Derek with me here tonight. On WCDO, Jolene Lusk is back in the game, takes it right to the rim and scores to start the fourth quarter. And that's the Jolene we know and love. She's got 10 points.
Nice post move into the, from the foul line to the hoop.
34-32, Cherry Valley Springfield on top. They put it up on the wrong side of the board here. Let's see if they can get that fixed or it's going to drive this broadcast crew crazy, I tell you that much. So they are saying something over at the table here. So it looks like we're going to get that situated. Again, early fourth quarter here. Stay tuned after the game, no matter how this finishes, as we will have our post-game show, and we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. We give two awards to the winning team and one to the losing team tonight. And right now, still a lot of basketball left to be played. Patriots will look to get the ball in here, and they do with Drews. Taps one ahead, takes the Cherry Valley bounce ahead for Morgan Huff, and now she'll pull it back out into the hands of Mia Dubbin. Back to Huff. Dubbin for a long two off the back of the rim. A rebound for Daphne West out of her hands, and a breakaway opportunity here for Norwich. Now they slow it down. Top of the key for Josie Ryan. Floats one into the corner as Norwich goes left to right. They skip across the top of the defense to the interior for Ergo, stolen by Daphne West. And then it looks like a foul is going to be called here on Norwich underneath. Yes, going to be here on Llewellyn. Looks like a timeout going to be taken here by Cherry Valley with 7:12 to go in the fourth. CVS girls leading 34-32 over Norwich on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
7:12 to go in the fourth. 34-32 ball game. Welcome back here in Norwich. Cherry Valley girls leading by two. They break the press, and Morgan Huff down to the right side of the floor as Cherry Valley goes right to left. Into the corner now for Daphne West. They dish it off for Jolene off the glass, and good for Jolene Lusk.
They are just such a great passing team, and they are so unselfish.
Lusk now with 12 points, and Cherry Valley opens up a four-point lead, 36-32. Norwich with the ball going left to right. Schiraldi steps inside, blocked by Jolene. Comes away with it. Ahead now for Drews. Drews into the paint. Pull-up jumper. Hit the rim three times and flushes down for Drews. And Cherry Valley matches their largest lead of the game at 6 points with a 38-32 advantage with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
You can feel a little momentum shift here in the building right now.
Norwich trying their best to pull it back in their direction. Here is Schiraldi on the baseline, a little up and under, just ran out of gas up on the rim and it wouldn't go. Outlet pass ahead for Morgan Huff at midcourt. She'll slow it down. Cherry Valley looking to set up shop. Jolene's playing with, it looks like, some tissues shoved up her nose here to help with that bloody nose, but somehow she's making it work out there. She's playing through it. Lusk has the ball at the top of the key. Jolene, pump fake, steps in, tries to pass down low, and it sails over the hands there of Daphne West, who, again, was one of the best soccer goalies I saw this fall, so if anybody could get it, it was her, but just a little too tall. 5:50 to go in the fourth. Norwich back down the floor. They need a bucket. They go to Llewellyn on the baseline. Interior pass into the corner. Schiraldi for three. No, buckled off the side of the rim. Rebound, Josie Ryan, and a foul's going to be on the floor here on the Patriots before she could get that shot off. 5:40 to go in the fourth. CVS 38, Norwich 32.
Josie just found the space and split the defenders and grabbed the rebound. Really nice hustle play there.
Foul on Kira Drews of Cherry Valley, her second. And both teams have one team foul apiece here in the fourth quarter. We'll try to keep an eye on that for the foul shooting situation. Cameron Van Houten's back in for Norwich as they go left to right. They're in the white with the purple trim. Big three for Josie Ryan off the back of the rim. And the long rebound goes into the hands of Cherry Valley's Morgan Huff. Outlet pass to Daphne West. Streaks down the right side of the floor. Finds Jolene for a wide-open layup, and Lusk puts it up and in.
8-point differential right now.
Timeout Norwich. Biggest lead of the game here for CVS with 5:15 to go in the fourth. It's Cherry Valley 40, Norwich 32 on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and longtime Norwich coach Pete Doc Commanderic with me here tonight. How are you liking your broadcasting debut here, Coach?
I love it. I wish I could. We could do more of these together.
Well, we will down the road, I'm sure.
I feel like I'm a dignitary here with you, Nate.
5:15 to go in the fourth. I'm glad to have you along. We got a great courtside seat here in Norwich. Our guy Rich Turnbull taking good care of us here, and the whole athletics staff at Norwich is really good to us at CDO. 40-32 our score. Norwich needs a bucket here. They're down 8. This is their biggest deficit in what has been a 2-point game for most of the night. And here's a jumper on the interior. No for Norwich and a rebound for Cherry Valley. And they break it out. Lusk with an outlet pass to Morgan Huff and she'll slow it down to the interior for Jolene. Back out for Morgan Huff. Over to the side for Drews. A left elbow jumper for Drews is no good and the rebound is punched out of bounds and going back to Norwich. Still a lot of time here, Coach.
Yeah, Coach Eaton is rolling the dice with his, with the two bigs and the four fouls. But there's an old saying, the horses that get you to the Derby have to go with.
That's true, very true. 40-32 the score. Norwich needs a bucket on this possession. Still time, but can they get back in? The banked three almost goes down there for Turner. They miss it, though. Rebound for Jolene Lusk. A long home run pass ahead here for Morgan Huff, and once again she'll wisely slow it down. As Norwich settles in on defense, Cherry Valley with the ball going right to left, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Patriots, who are in the navy blue tonight with the red and white trim. Norwich is in the home whites with the purple trim. post-game show coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Inbounds pass is stolen by Norwich. A layup opportunity coming here for Josie Ryan, and she, no, missed it. Rebound Schiraldi, and this time it goes down.
Wow, what a play by Liv Schiraldi. Ran the floor after Ryan's missed layup and put it back in.
Huge play there by Schiraldi to cut this to a 40-34 ball game, and now I believe a traveling violation here on CBS. Tough to see just at the angle we're at here. Yeah, turnover is going to give it back to Norwich.
Yeah, Jolene Lust telling her players, cool down.
Yeah, you have to. You know, you still got 4 minutes to play here. This one is far from over. Three ball, Schiraldi, yes! Liv from downtown hits it. And that makes it a three-point game, 40-37. With 3:55 left, Schiraldi with a huge three from the right side.
As Clyde Frazier would say, that one was from Manhattan.
Yeah, it really was. And that's Schiraldi, one of the leaders of this team. Only 1 point at halftime. She's got 11 now. She's come to the dance a little late, but she's making an impact. 3:55 left, and CVS had worked so hard to build that lead up to eight. And now it's right back to a one-possession game. In the backcourt, CVS is able to break the pressure. Here is Daphne West, lost it at midcourt. Stolen by Norwich. And ahead now. They get a layup opportunity underneath for Josie Ryan. She couldn't get it to go. And another rebound for CVS. Jolene Lusk travels as she picked up her foot on the outlet pass. And it's going to go back to Norwich with 3:35 left.
I feel like in the last 40 seconds, a light switch has gone on for Norwich in the press.
It really has. You can see a difference here. But they still trail by three, 40-37 against visiting Cherry Valley Springfield here tonight in Norwich. Inbounds pass for the Purple Tornado. Into the land of the trees on the interior. It's punched out of bounds, though, and will stay with Norwich.
Cherry Valley did a great job collapsing on the balls that went to the interior.
3:30 to go in the fourth. Cherry Valley 40, Norwich 37. Purple Tornado with the ball going left to right. Three ball here for Turner. Yes! Turner with the impossible three, and she hits it. We're tied. 40-40. Who would have thought? With 3:15 to go in the fourth. Patriots in the backcourt. They pick it up. They find Morgan Huff. She'll pull it out, and CVS is going to run some offense here. To Druce in the corner. Pull-up jumper for the sophomore is good for Kyra Druce.
Boy, she had ice water in her veins.
CVS 42, Norwich 40. Two-point ball game and a lead for the Patriots. Pass to the interior. No, a traveling violation on Norwich. Turner shuffled as she tried to come to a stop in the paint with 2:54 left.
When Druce took that shot, there was no question about it. She just released it very confidently. Beautiful bucket.
2:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. A 42-40 ball game. Patriots leading the Purple Tornado in a whale of a ball game here tonight from Norwich High School in a non-league matchup. The Stack versus the Tri-Valley. You don't get to say that every day. Did I miss something, Coach? Now it's 42-42?
I think that's right.
That's right. Norwich went ahead, and then Druce hit the shot to make it 42-4. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself here.
Now they've made it
40.
Correct me. Let's check that.
I don't have enough time to count my fingers and toes here from my score sheet. But CVS is ahead by two. That's what I thought, but I was like, I started questioning myself. Cherry Valley with the ball. They get across midcourt here. They go to Druce. Oh, she thought about pulling the trigger. Oof. Here's Huff in the corner. Cherry Valley taking their time with 2:40 left, leading by two. Shot clock's at 15. Morgan Huff quarterbacking the offense here. Goes to Druce on the left side. Oh, I thought it was going over her head, but she caught it. Shot clock is down to five. They go to Dubin to the interior. No. Tapped out of bounds going to Norwich. Emma Ergo dashing into the passing lane. Poked it away.
Nice play by Ergo there. She anticipated the ball was coming into Luskin and stepped in.
2:25 left. Cherry Valley leading by two. 42-40. Nate Lull, Pete Komenderic with you tonight here. Thanks to all our listeners online as well. WCDOsports.com. You can listen back to these games anytime you want as well on CDOsports.com, the audio archive. Another three for Turner left side. No, Schiraldi a rebound. And her putback won't go. And this time Jolene windexes the glass. Pass ahead for Morgan Huff. Dribbles into a double team. And it's going to be a charge on Morgan Huff. And that's a frustrating spot to be in if you're Morgan Huff, because you're just swarmed over there, and you got to feel like you have nowhere to go.
Yeah, there were two people on her, and...
And that's what Norwich does to you. Druce comes back out. Lydia Lusk will come back in with those four fouls. Cherry Valley leading by two, 42-40, with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Schiraldi now at the top of the key. Finds Josie Ryan for three. The eighth grader left it short. And a rebound for Cherry Valley Springfield from Mia Dubbin. And ahead for Morgan Huff down the right side as Cherry Valley goes right to left. Huff will pull it back out. A minute 45 to go. These coaches are going to start using these timeouts. We'll see. And a pass to the high post for Jolene Luskin. She's fouled from behind there by Llewellyn of Norwich. Julie Llewellyn. Team foul situation here with a minute 43 left. Three team fouls on Norwich and two on Cherry Valley. And so this will be Cherry Valley inbounding the basketball underneath the hoop with Lydia Lusk. Lusk will get it into Jolene in the right corner. Back out. Mia Dubbin, three. Buckled off the side of the rim. Rebound for Lydia Lusk. She couldn't get it to go. And now Emma Ergo with a rebound underneath and a foul on Cherry Valley Springfield with a minute 34 left. Point blank look for the Patriots. They couldn't put it in.
That's a third on Jolene Lusk.
Three fouls on Norwich as a team and three on Cherry Valley as a team. With about 90 seconds left, this is going to be a heck of a finish here. So Norwich will walk it down the floor with the eighth grade point guard, Josie Ryan. She has 9 points here tonight. Chest pass to Liv Schiraldi on the baseline. Liv takes it inside, and Jolene is able to knock it away. She lost her glasses again, and the outlet pass, there's a foul on Norwich. Cherry Valley wants a timeout with a minute 20 to go here. Not sure if they want a timeout, if they're saying, you know, when there's glasses on the floor, they were hoping to get a timeout.
I think the foul's on Cam Van Houten, and if it is, that's her fifth.
Yeah, that is. Cam on senior night is going to foul out here. So she will head to the bench with a minute 21 left in a two-point ball game. Cherry Valley Springfield girls on the road at Norwich, leading by two, 42-40. Cherry Valley will get the ball. And Lydia Lusk will be doing the inbounding. Schiraldi is right in her grill. Lusk is able to get it in, but it's tapped out of bounds. Going to stay with Cherry Valley. This place is on pins and needles right now with a buck 20 left.
I think there's going to be a lot of parents even here with some fingernails that have been chewed out.
Yes. You got that right, Coach. Patriots will look to get it in on the baseline. They're right at midcourt on the right wing side. They float one in to, to Lusk. Excuse me. Lusk into the corner. Now they try to go to the interior. Stolen by Emma Ergo.
Beautiful steal by Emma Ergo.
Down the floor, Schiraldi ahead, off the glass, a bucket.
Tie game.
And that shot was good for Llewellyn. She finishes. Student section going nuts, and the ball is turned over by Cherry Valley going back to Norwich. Right in front of the student section, it's 42-42 with 1:03 to go.
This has just been an incredible game. I love to know the number of lead changes in this one. It's just, what a great game to watch. Both teams have played so well.
A back-and-forth affair as we hit 60 seconds left. Are we going to have a hero, or are we going to have overtime? Norwich with the basketball. We go to Josie Ryan. Into the corner now for Emma Ergo. Baseball pass across to Turner. Dribble drive, steps through. Back over for a long two for Norwich. No good. Thereby, Llewellyn. And ahead now for Lydia Lusk. Into the hands of Joe Lusk. Tie ball game at 42 with 35 seconds left. And now a steal by Norwich. Long pass ahead, but they're going to throw it away. Turner stole it and then tried the long outlet pass to Josie Ryan. It was over her head and out of bounds. Ball back to Cherry Valley. And the Patriots want to take a timeout with 31 seconds left in a 42-42 game. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to Shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Pete Komendarek with you tonight live in Norwich. Cherry Valley advances the ball on the timeout. 31 and a half seconds to go in the fourth. We're tied 42-42 between the CVS Patriots and the Norwich Purple Tornado. Cherry Valley with the basketball, going right to left. They go into the corner here for Daphne West. They're trying to go to the interior for Lusk, but she's closely guarded. A steal by Ergo, but she dribbled it off her leg and out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Cherry Valley with 21 seconds left.
Try to set something up for Lusk here, Nate? Or...
I think that's what they're trying to do. They're putting Schiraldi on Lusk to try to just out-athlete her, pretty much. Officials are going to get together here to talk about this. Not sure exactly what they're talking about. They're going back to the table with 21 seconds to go here. I don't know what they could be debating here, Coach. I mean, Ergo dribbled it off her leg. I think they're trying to figure out the time on the clock, perhaps.
Yeah.
They haven't changed anything yet. I'm all right with that. Double-check everything, especially in a close game. Tie game right now, 42 apiece. And Schiraldi is just draped all over Jolene Lusk with 21 seconds left. All right, Cherry Valley gets it in, going right to left. Chance of defense from the student section. Top of the key for Morgan Huff, 14 seconds. Cherry Valley playing for the last shot. They're going to try to get it to the interior here, but they can't. 7 seconds now. Here's Lydia Lusk on the baseline. Lusk gets tied up. We got a jump ball with 3 seconds left. Who's got the arrow here? It's going to Norwich. Lusk kind of got lost on the baseline. Timeout, Norwich, in a 42-42 ball game. We're going to take a break. Exciting conclusion when we come back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, here we go. 3 seconds left. Norwich at midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Schiraldi will get it in, finding Emma Ergo. They get it back to Schiraldi. A shot at the buzzer. She's blocked by Jolene Lusk, and we're going to overtime. Schiraldi wanted a foul, but she's not going to get it. And we got bonus basketball tonight in Norwich, 42-42.
Couldn't ask for a better one. Both of these teams have played so well.
A great look by Schiraldi, but she took it into the land of the trees there, and that's a tough reverse layup when you got a couple of 5'10", 5'11", and a 6-footer in there. So we're tied at 42. Overtime coming up on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Every day at NBT Bank,
We focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. They got the Rocky music here. There's no easy way out. There's no easy way out here tonight in this overtime battle between the Norwich and Cherry Valley girls, tied 42-42, 4 minutes up on the clock. In quarter number five, I guess you could call it, overtime here tonight. And Norwich is going to win the opening tip going left to right. They're in the home whites with the purple trim. Cherry Valley's in the road at navy blue with the white and the red. And everybody's getting their money's worth here tonight. Cherry Valley with a steal on defense. They'll look to bring it back down the floor with Jolene Lusk. Had her pocket picked, but we got a jump ball. Joe was able to hold on to it, and the Patriots will get it back on the arrow this time. Who's going to have more gas in the tank here, Coach? I think that's what it could come down to.
I agree with you, Nate.
And execution. Every bucket has really counted in the second half, but what a comeback by Norwich. They were down eight and really had to fight their way back into this ballgame. They did a great job. Patriots get it in. They go to Daphne West on the baseline. The jumper, no. Rolls in and out. Hit the rim twice. Schiraldi and Jolene Lusk fighting for that rebound. Excuse me. Jump ball this time going to Norwich.
Both players went on the floor on that one. It was complete hustle play on both sides.
Losing my voice a little bit here in overtime as we're tied 42-42. 3.5 to go. The eighth grade point guard for Norwich, Josie Ryan, brings it back down the floor. Comes off a screen. Ryan to the outside, flips it across the top of the defense. Finds Schiraldi into the paint. Pull-up jumper blocked by Jolene. Just read that one very well, and Cherry Valley gets it back with 3:10 left. Ahead for Morgan Huff. Huff on the baseline will get it to Daphne West. Lost it. Threw it out of bounds. And Cherry Valley, to me, the last, I don't know, even in late third, early fourth quarter, all the way through the fourth, into OT, they just look out of sorts on offense to me.
Yeah, I think it's tough because Norris is just playing full court pressure in their face, so.
Yeah, you never get a minute to breathe. Norwich with the basketball. Here is Turner. Floats one back over to Josie Ryan on the right side. 2:50 left. Ryan on the right will float one over. Intercepted here and picked off by Daphne West. She's trying to go coast to coast. West to the interior. Missed the layup. Oh, she did everything but finish there. And a rebound for Norwich. So we stay tied. 42 apiece with 2.5 to go in overtime. Schiraldi, little stutter step, pulls it back out. Now goes to Josie Ryan. A three ball is no good. Ball is loose on the rebound, scooped up by Norwich. They go back to Schiraldi. Steps back for three, in and out. And a rebound is off the glass again, and this time Jolene's got it for Cherry Valley. Ahead now for Morgan Huff. Trying to take it coast to coast. Huff is fouled by Ergo, and she's going to foul out right there with 2:10 left.
Yeah, that's a big one right there for Norwich.
Heck of a night by Ergo, and she was trying to cut that angle down as Huff went to the hoop.
She's such an athletic player, ninth grader.
Future is bright, and Coach Eaton saying that to her. Hey, you did a great job here tonight. As she heads to the bench, and this sends Morgan Huff to the line because the fouls stay the same. And so this will be five team fouls on Norwich and sends Morgan Huff to the line. She's got 13. That's a game high tonight. Excuse me, no. Lusk has 14. And Huff cannot get the first foul shot to go. The Patriots just seem like they're on pins and needles to me on offense. Even shooting the ball looks like it's not natural to them right now, as they normally do in the flow of a game. Huff at the line, gets the second one. That's big. And Cherry Valley leads 43-42 with 2 minutes to go in overtime. Schiraldi into the paint. The floater. Athletic move. No. Gets her own rebound. Can't get it to go. Out of bounds and going back to Cherry Valley. Boy, what a play by Schiraldi.
I just can't believe she missed the shot and got up and got the second rebound. That was just a complete athletic play.
She doesn't even know she's doing it. I mean, it's just a natural thing to her. It's incredible. springs in her legs. Cherry Valley will get it in. They go to Jolene Lusk. And an outlet pass. And it dribbles off the leg of a Norwich player. I think it's going to stay with the Patriots. Cherry Valley leads 43-42 with a 1:52 to go here in overtime at Norwich High School. Heck of a game here in front of a pretty capacity-sized crowd. Student section on their feet. Patriots will get it in. And they go to Daphne West in the backcourt. West tries to go to Jolene Lux, intercepted by Schiraldi. Bounce pass over to Turner. It's going to roll out of bounds and go back to Cherry Valley. Schiraldi is leaving it all out on the floor tonight, but they just cannot seem to get a clean look at the hoop here in overtime. Head coach Kelly Taggart telling her girls for Cherry Valley, slow down, take your time, make the good pass. They get it into Huff. Huff is going to break the press by herself. Tries to take it to the rim. Misses the layup, but is fouled and will go to the line. And with a minute 36 to go here in OT, will send Morgan Huff to the line.
She did a real nice job running the floor, getting in ahead of the defense to go in through the layup.
Both teams have struggled to score here in extra time, but here is Morgan Huff. And her first shot is no good. You know, if Cherry Valley wanted to come here to get the big game experience, boy, coach, did they get it tonight.
They certainly did.
This one's going to pay off for them.
These are the things that make you grow as a team.
Morgan Huff, second shot at the line. This one is good. Swish for Morgan, and she has 15 points. Makes it 44-42. Cherry Valley leading Norwich by two with a minute 36 left.
And if you think about it, Cherry Valley has not been in many close games. So
no.
This is great experience for them.
They really haven't. Their closest game previous to this was 2 weeks ago at Worcester, where I think they won by nine. Their only loss was to Johnson City on the road, but they ended up losing by about 20 to the Wildcats. Norwich is going to have to chase it into the backcourt, and we have an over and back as Josie Ryan couldn't get there in time to save it. Patriots will get it back with a 1:17 to go. Late night hoops here on CDO. Almost 9:30. You got to love it. Keeping you entertained on a chilly night out there. Minute 17 to go here in overtime. It's 44-42. Cherry Valley trying to help put the icing on the cake here if they could get a bucket. They go to Jolene on the interior. Out for Daphne West. Her jumper is off the back of the rim, but chases her own rebound down. Back out to Morgan Huff. Minute 5 left. They go to Jolene. She's immediately swarmed. Takes it to the interior, and then a foul with 1:04 left is going to send Jolene Lust to the line. In a 44-42 ball game, Jolene Lusk will head to the line here for the Patriots. She has 14 points. Morgan Huff has 15 for Cherry Valley. On the other side, Schiraldi has 11. Josie Ryan has 9. And Cam Van Houten has 8. Van Houten has fouled out for the Purple Tornado, though. Jolene at the line, in and out. Oh, boy, that's a big one. So still a one-possession game here, even if Joe makes this. I'm sure the Patriots would feel a little bit better if she does make it, though. Second shot at the line for Joe is good. Like she's doing it in the backyard. 15 for Lusk. And Cherry Valley leads by a triple, 45-42. Do they have some magic? Turner on the baseline, takes it to the interior, and is fouled by Jolene Lusk, who looks pretty straight up to me, but Turner is going to go to the line. Is that contact?
She may have got bailed out on that one.
There was a little contact there, but this is going to send Juliana Turner to the line. She's been big off the bench here tonight for Norwich. 7 points. First shot, no good. I would be remiss if I didn't welcome all our listeners on our new frequency here in Norwich tonight as well, 92.3. You can always get the same great WCDO programming right over there on 92.3. Second shot, no good for Turner, and Jolene rips down a rebound. Outlet pass to Mia Dubin. Here in overtime with 45 seconds left, Cherry Valley leading by three. They get it back to Jolene. She can't get it over. And that's going to do it.
10 seconds.
Wow. Great defense there by Norwich when they needed it most, coach. And with 42 seconds left, NHS will get it back.
really nice defense from Norwich.
Cherry Valley 45, Norwich 42. And another chance here for the Purple Tornado. 40 seconds left, clock is running. Turner thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. They go to Schiraldi on the right side. Floats one back over for Ryan. Three ball for the eighth grader. No, in and out. And Cherry Valley grabs the rebound. And we're going to have a foul on Norwich here. And Coach Eaton is not pleased with that call on the rebound. Going to be on Llewellyn, who's going to foul out now. And it's going to put Lydia Lusk at the line. Wow, tough call there for Norwich. Kind of a quick play, you know, bang, bang, right off the rebound.
That's a tough call if you're an official because everything just happened so quickly.
Coach Eaton continuing to chirp down there. He's going to get his money's worth here. Lydia Lusk at the line, first one, no good. Still a one-possession game with 28 seconds left. Second one coming here for Lydia Lusk. She looks nervous at the line here, but if she can make this, it would go a long way, and she hits it. Lydia Lusk, her first point of the night. And Cherry Valley leads 46-42, 25 seconds left. Schiraldi floats one back over. Turner along two. It's an air ball that floats out of bounds and goes back to Cherry Valley with 18 seconds left. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Norwich. Cherry Valley leads 46-42 over Norwich on the road with 18 seconds left in overtime on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 18 seconds left here in overtime. Cherry Valley 46 and Norwich 42. Nate Lull and Pete Komenderic with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our good friend Keith Evans stopping by here, blocking our view a little bit, but that's all right. Cherry Valley gets it in. 15 seconds left. Jolene up near midcourt is going to try to dribble away, and she is fouled and will head to the line with 11 seconds left. And Coach Taggart saying, Jolene, you were dangerously close to that midcourt timeline there. Kind of gave her that look like, Joe, what are you doing?
But I honestly think this is who you want at the line at this point in the game.
You know, how often is it that you want to get your 6'2" big girl to get the ball so that she gets fouled? She misses the first one, but she was able to dribble out a couple of seconds there, too. So Jolene, 0-for-1 so far, stepping in, looking for her second shot at the line. And buries it. Joe has 16. Timeout taken here by Norwich with 11 seconds left. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Cherry Valley Springfield 47, Norwich 42. Girls High School Hoops tonight on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
11 seconds left in overtime. Cherry Valley Springfield leading Norwich 47-42. Norwich gets the ball in. Schiraldi for three. It died on the front of the rim. Rebound Morgan Huff. And she's fouled by Schiraldi with 4 seconds left. And the Patriots are less than 5 seconds away from a huge victory here tonight on the road against the Norwich Purple Tornado. This will go a long way for those sectional points.
Both teams have played so well tonight.
Well, what a pleasure to see a game like this.
I'm so glad we got a chance to be here. We've had this one circled on the calendar. You never know what's going to happen this time of year. You might get pulled to another game. But here we are, courtside, for one of the best games of the regular season so far, as Morgan to the line cannot get the first one to go. Second one coming here for Huff at the line, who's played excellent basketball tonight. Second one coming here for Morgan Huff at the line. Yes. So Jolene with 16 and Morgan with 16. 2 seconds left. Norwich a shot at the buzzer. It won't go, and that'll do it. A 48-42 victory tonight here for the CVS girls over Class B Norwich on the road. And one for the ages here tonight between the Purple Tornado and the Patriots, Coach.
Just a great game. You couldn't ask for a better game.
Fantastic
game. Both teams play hard. There were multiple lead changes. And like I said earlier in the broadcast, this is one that you just want to go home and watch this game over again on the tape. So,
a tough one for Norwich tonight. Senior night, you don't want to lose this game, but a gutsy performance by both sides. And it's going to be tough to pick our three awards coming up here, but we'll do our best. A fantastic game here tonight in the non-league. And this will help both teams down the road for sure as they prepare for the postseason. Again, our final score, we'll be back with the postgame show in just a minute. It's 48-42, CVS girls defeat Norwich here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Norwich High School. An overtime victory tonight for the Cherry Valley Springfield girls, 48-42 over Norwich. Coach, your final thoughts before we get into our points and our awards here.
Just a super game. Both teams played real well. I think for Cherry Valley, this will help them so much in the state rankings because they're going to look at this game playing against the B school. They beat Johnson City earlier in the year. And when you get battle tested against bigger schools, it sets you up for good things going forward. Very impressive. Both teams played really well. Impressed with how of an athletic and clean game it was. These are the type of games you hope for in high school basketball, Nate.
Our scoring summary here tonight, first for Norwich, a team-high 11 points for Liv Schiraldi, 9 for Josie Ryan, 8 for Cameron Van Houten, 7 for Juliana Turner off the bench. She was tremendous. 4 apiece for Emma Ergo and Julia Llewellyn. On the other side for the CVS girls, 16 apiece for Jolene Lusk and Morgan Huff. They led the way. 7 for Mia Dubbin, 6 for Kyra Drews, 2 for Daphne West, and 1 for Lydia Lusk. Another great team effort tonight by Cherry Valley Springfield, and what a job to come in here, beat the Class B school. You're living the Class D dream right now.
Absolutely.
If you're a CVS fan. So.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get into our three awards here, Coach. We give out these awards for every broadcast for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I thought Morgan Huff tonight, 16, I thought when they needed a bucket, she could get it done, and she kind of was the high scorer for most of the game until Joe caught up at the end.
Yeah, with her, what was really great is when they needed a bucket earlier in the game, she was there. In times where Norwich was getting the momentum shift, she came down the court and scored, and it paid dividends for the Patriots.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO, and they wish our local team success this season. I'd like to give our Norwich Award tonight on defense to Liv Schiraldi. She was all over the place. You could probably give her all-purpose as well, but, I mean, she was a firecracker tonight and deserves some appreciation for sure.
There were about seven plays she made tonight that, if you're watching a normal basketball game, you said, that ball's going the other way. And just that extra effort, her athleticism, she got some steals, she got some rebounds, and she kept Norwich in the game in the third quarter.
Lastly, tonight is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO right in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Joe Lusk, 16 points. I mean, I'm going to guess she had maybe over 20 rebounds. I'll find out here shortly. Did a little bit of everything and was kind of the definition of all-purpose player tonight.
Well, every time you watch Cherry Valley play, you can tell that she not only grabs rebounds, she not only scores, but she passes the ball well. She's their focal point on offense. But what I've learned from watching Cherry Valley is they can go to a number of players, and she's an unselfish player. Well, she'll dish the ball if one of her teammates is open.
Yeah, she was excellent tonight, and I'm sure we'll be seeing both of these teams again, but Cherry Valley, certainly a great chance to make the Tri-Valley Championship on February 11th. Those games are going to be at Oneonta High School this year. We'll be broadcasting both the boys and the girls game. Good chance. I think we're going to probably see that CVS and Worcester matchup again in the Tri-Valley Championship. Again, you know, I don't want to say that nobody could knock them off in the league playoffs, but that's certainly the way it seems to be trending at the moment. But whoever's there, we'll have those games for you on the 11th. But, Coach, your broadcasting debut, well done, sir.
I just can't thank you enough for having me on tonight. And the thing that I want to say is thanks to you and all you do for sports in the multiple county areas down here. It means so much, especially your work during the pandemic when there were no sports. God bless you, Nate. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the kind words. And like I said earlier, Coach's daughter, Megan, we had her on the podcast a couple months ago. Great interview. If you want to go back and listen, you can find the podcast at natelull.com. Just go to the menu there, click podcast, and that'll take you everywhere you need to go. So, again, our final score, 48-42. CVS comes in and knocks off Norwich in overtime in a great game here tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's working overtime as well. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. For Pete, the Doc, Com, and Derek, I'm Nate Lull. We will see you on Thursday. I'll be over in Delhi in Nate's Nest, as they call it, in my broadcast position as the Delhi boys host Unitego Franklin for a 7 o'clock tip-off on Thursday. We did add a Friday game. We're going to have Skenevis girls at Lawrence at 6 o'clock, and then we'll be back here for a 1:45 tip on Saturday. Oneonta girls in Norwich. Maybe you want to come back then, Coach.
Absolutely.
We'll see you Saturday then. So, all right. Again, final score, CVS 48, Norwich 42. See you on Thursday on CDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. We'll be right back.